Welcome back to Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Our guests are from Saskatchewan Pension Plan because it's RRSP season. The deadline is coming up March 1st. And I've got Paul Jasper who's with me right now. He's a trustee and the vice chairperson with the board. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you so much.
Good to be here. Yeah, it's great to have you here. So you can use, we were touching on this with Catherine just before, you can use SPP, Saskatchewan Pension Plan, as a tax deduction just like an RRSP, right?
That is correct, subject to two limitations. First of all, you got to have contribution room to find out if you have that. You look at your notice of assessment that Revenue Canada sent you, or you can contact CRA to determine what it is. And to the limit of $6,000 per year to Saskatchewan Pension Plan for last year and $6,200 for this year.
And your limit is based on your income as well, right?
That's factored exactly into right. It's based on earned income, 18% of your earned income. But what they did a number of years ago is that if you didn't contribute 1 year, that amount carried forward to the next year.
Oh.
So it's not just 18% of your last year's income. It could be a much higher number if you didn't contribute at all. And the beauty about the pension plan being deductible is you will save or reduce your income tax.
Sure.
So by putting away $1,000, it's not really going to cost you $1,000. Depending on your tax rate, you can save anywhere between 25 and 47%. So therefore, if you say, well, you know, I could afford, say, $500 or $700, well, then you could put away $1,000 and it only costs you net that much.
Absolutely. Okay, if you want more information about what we're talking about, go to saskpension.com. There's a great resources on the website. We hear a lot about fees charged for investing. That's a kind of a hot button topic. How is Saskatchewan Pension Plan set up in regards to the fees you charge?
The fees are charged because you have investment managers, and they've got to earn a living as well. So the fees for Saskatchewan Pension Plan or any fund that you invest in are taken out before the amount of your income is credited to your account. So therefore, you got to be very mindful of fees, because if you earn, say, $100, you got to deduct the fees from that amount, and that's how much goes to your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Saskatchewan Pension Plan has been, had their management expense ratio fees has historically been below 1%. You look at other funds and they can range up to 3% and sometimes higher.
Wow. Okay. So shopping around really is key when it comes to that.
It is.
And SAS Pension is one of the most competitive you're going to find out there.
This is an investment that you're making. You need to educate yourself. What are my fees? What is it invested in? And get all that information before you decide to contribute to any fund.
Speaking of what is it invested in, how many funds are there for investors when they want to sign up for SAS Pension Plan to choose from?
Yeah, we have currently two funds. One is a fixed income fund, and that's basically you're investing in bonds and certificates. So your return is low because the risk is low. And then there's an equity fund, but it's not just equities. What that fund has is equities diversified by country, as well as real estate, alternate investments as well. So you get a broad brush of investments that you, as an individual investor, may not have access to.
So tell me the first one, why would I choose that? What would be the reason? Or give me an example of somebody who would pick that fund.
Somebody would pick that fund if they're risk adverse. But they got to keep in mind that historically your returns are going to be between 1% and 2%, because that's all that is the interest rate that you're going to gain on that.
Okay.
But if you want to diversify, then you may want to pick some fixed income and some equity.
Oh, okay.
Depending on what your risk ratio is.
And I suppose typically younger investors want their money to grow, so you would pick the more risky fund and go with that for a longer term, right?
That's right.
Somebody who's closer to the retirement age wants to make sure that those funds are locked in, so they would choose the non-risky one.
Yeah, some people would do that, but it's important to know that once you turn, say, 65 or 70, you don't all of a sudden collapse all your funds and get all your money out. What you do is you buy what's called a registered retirement income fund. That can be invested in the same things that your RRSP is invested in. So it's not that all of a sudden one day I got to take all my money out and I hope the market's good. You've got a long term to decide.
Right. Gotcha. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Catherine from a board member perspective. How do you think SPP fits into the retirement savings strategy for Saskatchewan people?
Well, I think the main reason is diversification. You get access to very, very intelligent fund managers that you would otherwise have access to. Secondly, it's a low management expense ratio, less than 1% historically.
Yep.
And you also got to look at the fact that what are the historical returns? Not saying that's going to happen into the future, but you've got to realize that Saskatchewan Pension Fund manages your money as if it's our own.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I... Well, what's our typical rate of return? What has it been over the years?
Over the years, it's been anywhere from five-year ratios about 6% and long-term is around 8%. Last year, the markets didn't do as well, But if you compare the Saskatchewan pension plan return, which was negative for 2018, compared to other funds, ours was a smaller negative.
In other words,
it did better.
That's what you want. I mean, yeah. That's what everybody wants, right?
And the negatives was approximately 2%.
So, I mean, nobody wants to hear that, but how safe is this investment with Saskatchewan Pension Plan in terms of that?
Yeah, well, I think it's a time to buy when things are low.
I guess.
That's what you should be doing. But what you also should really seriously look at is doing your investing systematically every month. You'll get the highs, you'll get the lows, mm-hmm. and therefore bring down the average. So by setting up a plan where you put so much in per month, rather than all of a sudden one day, don't be a market timer, do it over a period of time and you'll get the highs and lows.
How about the investors? What protection do they have when they deposit with SPP?
What they have is the fact that we're using professional managers. There's always risk involved,
yep.
but we're using professional managers that have a long-term history, not only with us, but with other monies as well. And we also have a person who looks at the managers every quarter to determine, are they doing what they said they were going to do? How are their returns compared to the market? So we have a manager of the managers that reports quarterly.
Right. Perfect. Okay. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us again. We're going to bring Catherine back over here and just finish up talking about some of the details with Saskatchewan Pension Plan.
Thank you.
All right. Catherine's back in the chair here. Kathy Strutt from Saskatchewan Pension Plan. So we're coming up to this deadline, right? 2018 tax season. The deadline to contribute is when again?
March 1st of 2019. Contributions can be made through internet banking, by check to our office, or by credit card, online or by phone. For those in and around Saskatoon, we have an office in the Norplex Business Center, and they can call our office for more details. Like I said, the deadline is March 1st of 2019, and the limit is $6,200 as long as you have available RSP room. If members prefer to send a check to our office, I would like to remind them that this has to reach our office by March 1st, so please be mindful of mailing time when choosing this alternative. And again, I would invite you to check out our website. Lots of information, including how to join, how to contribute, how to transfer forms. If you're looking for more information on our investments, we have all of that information there as well. And I want to plug our wealth calculator, which is a great tool to see how your savings can grow and then how long your savings will last. And lastly, I'd like to say check out our blog and video library, because I think there's lots of really good information in both those places.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we got to remind people, too, I guess, lastly, is that, you know, Saskatchewan Pension Plan makes it very, very easy. You know, there's besides the signing up and that step, the end of the tax season year, that's all taken care of for you, right?
You bet. So members can expect their statements early next month. Tax receipts are sent out. We send semi-annual statements. If you go and sign up to MySPP, if you're a member, that will give you a secure access to information on your account. You can get your tax slips. We've had really great response from members on that. And I would encourage existing members to join and new members as they come on to join there too. So it's MySPP through our website.
Makes it super simple to go that way. And, you know, almost no work on your part, basically, as the contributor, as the investor. It's the way to go. Well, that's already the end of our show. Can't believe it. Kathy, thanks for coming in again. And thanks for Paul is joining us as well. If you want more information, you can call 1-800-667-7153. That's the toll-free number. And you're going to talk to people that are in Saskatchewan working for you at the Kindersley office and other offices as well. You can go to saskpension.com and find more information there. I'm Jay Thomas. Thanks for joining us on Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.